welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of studies out of the book of Isaiah. So go grab your Bible and get close to your radio as we take a deeper look in the book.
Isaiah 53 is probably one of the cornerstone chapters in the book of Isaiah. I said one of the cornerstones because there's so many great chapters, so many great truths out of this book of Isaiah. But this is a very fascinating chapter. The thing about this chapter, it's a prophecy about the death and the burial and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, keep in mind, Isaiah was a prophet that lived about 600 years before Christ. And Isaiah, he told us about the birth of Christ. Is that right? Over in Isaiah chapter 7, as well as chapter 9. Because over in chapter 7, it was a prophecy about the virgin shall have a son or a child, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. And then in chapter 9, Isaiah began to talk about Jesus again. Unto us a child is born, and a son is given. Notice, a child is born, but a son is given. Amen. The child, that's the human side of Jesus, had to be born. The son was already in existence. He was just given. Do you see the two natures of Jesus Christ? So that lets us know right there who Jesus is. He's both man and God. Amen. So Isaiah lets us know about the birth of Christ. But then we see the suffering and the death of Jesus Christ in Isaiah 53. So we first of all see his rejection in the first few verses. We see his rejection in verses 1, 2, and 3. Look at the text. It says, "Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" How many questions did he ask? Two questions. He says, "Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" God has revealed his power, and he has revealed the person who has that power in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, who believe that Jesus is indeed the Messiah? That's the report. Who believe that? Well, the Jews did not believe it. They still looking for the Messiah today. They rejected Jesus, remember? Pilate says, I'm getting ahead of myself, but Pilate asked the question, "Who shall I release to you, Barabbas or Jesus?" And they say, "We want Barabbas." They say, well, Pilate was confused. He said, "Well, what about Jesus?" They say, "Crucify him. Get rid of him." They did not believe the report. They didn't believe it. They didn't believe that Jesus was the arm of God, the Messiah. They didn't believe that. Notice what the scripture says. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form, nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. If you would have saw Jesus when he came to this earth as a natural man, he looked like an ordinary person. It was nothing special about him. He didn't have no long, pretty hand. You know, oh, I just love his hand. Oh, them pretty eyes he got. Amen. You know, when people look at me, they may say something about my nice, pretty hair. Well, he didn't have all of that. Amen. Why y'all looking at me like that? That's the only thing I could think of, you know, because folks always say, Pastor, where you get that hair? They're always messing with my hair and stuff. Amen. You know what I'm talking about, Payne? You know, when you used to have hair. Amen. 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 Who has believed our report? Now, the scripture says, when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. See, what makes people desire people? It's the beauty. Amen. 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 When I first saw my wife, that was the thing, you know, her beauty, her hair, her face, you know, it would make a great compliment to somebody who was tall, dark, and handsome. You see what I'm saying? We would make a great team. Amen. And that's what she was looking for, somebody tall, dark, and handsome. Amen. So, you know, what can I say? Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. We was married 30 years, and she said, I'll keep you another 30. I said, all right, then. That's good enough. Amen. Amen. But Christ didn't have that trademark to make us want him. Amen. Why do some people, take for instance Barack Obama. Why do folks like Barack Obama when he was running for president? Huh? And his wife. Huh? Michelle Obama. Huh? Both of them is good looking couple. They didn't look like, you know, Alfalfa and Buckwheat coming up through there. Huh, and Aunt Jemima. Now, she would have had a rag on her head like Aunt Jemima coming up in there. They would say, oh, no, we don't want her to be, you know, Barack to be president. Why? Because his wife looked like Aunt Jemima. Anybody know what I'm talking about? No, those things are important. It was just like this last time around. Folks was comparing, you know, Miss Rumbie with, you know, Miss Michelle. Amen. They said they didn't want Miss Rumbie. Amen. They like Michelle, you know. Anybody know what I'm talking about? It's sad to say, but those things are important. Hello, somebody. Folks, you look at even like pastors today. When you go on the website, a lot of the pastors, they clean cut and, you know, they wear these nice shirts and stuff and what have you. They don't really look, you know, a lot like pastors. Look like they got some kind of Photoshop, you know, that they got. And most of the time they pose with their wives and stuff. They don't really look like a pastor and first lady if you would take that picture and put it elsewhere. It looked like it could go on the front of Ebony or something like that, you know, Cover Girls and stuff. Do y'all know what, if I'm making any sense that y'all? Folks, them, they want to, today, image image. Matter of fact, you can hire people to help improve your image and stuff. Amen. See, y'all know if y'all ever came in here and I had one of them Superfly, suits and stuff like that, and it went and got me some touch of gray and stuff, put some touch of gray on me and what have you, and got me some shades and stuff. Amen. Got me some rings and, got me, some bling bling. Y'all know I done, been talking to my image consultant. Amen. Amen. See, I don't think, we need all of that. I think that what folks are looking for, they're looking for somebody that's real. And today, it looked like the ministers and pastors are untouchable. You be getting ready to try to shake their hand, and there's somebody stepping. They call it an armor bearer. You got to go through the armor bearer to shake their hand and stuff like that. I don't need no armor bearer. Just shake my hand. My hand just like your hand, just a little bit cold, Hello, somebody. The armor bearer. Let's just go on, y'all. But Jesus was a regular man. That's why they didn't like him. They rejected him because he didn't look like no Barack Obama. You see? And he didn't have no Michelle there. All them things today, stuff like that would disqualify you if you ain't got all of the ingredients that the folks are looking for. When the last ugly president you had? Don't do that. Don't y'all do that. Oh, Lord. Don't y'all. Let's go on. Let's just go. See, that's the thing about politics. We should never get involved in politics. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Well, like they say, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. One person, that person, look good. The other person, they looking like alfalfa, Yeah. Yeah, let's go on a little bit further. Lord have mercy. Amen. Let's. Where we at? Y'all done messed me up here. Where we at? Verse 3. Amen. Wow. Verse 3, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and of acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our face from him. Boy, that's rejection, isn't it? He was despised, and we esteemed him not. That's how folks treated Jesus. Do you see those words? He is despised, rejected of men, a man of sorrow. Every day there was stuff wrong in his life. He faced sorrow every day. Let me ask you a question. How many of you have sadness every day in your life? You don't have it every day. Brother Payne, what's that song you sang? I have some good days and bad days. That's how life is. We have some good days and bad. It ain't raining every day on your parade. But if you look at Jesus' life, every day he could have said, this is a bad day. But he didn't. But every day he could have said that. When you get home, read St. Matthew chapter 14. I like preaching that whole chapter. Somebody said, well, Pastor, that's how you preach anyway. But I like preaching that whole chapter at one time. You know why? Because you see what happened in one day of Jesus' life. You go home and you read that. And it's about four or five stories in that chapter. One of them stories was bad enough. That's the story in there about Jesus' disciples in a storm. Well, that's bad enough. There's nothing else in the chapter. That's bad enough going through a storm. If you had Hurricane Katrina, that's bad enough. And then what if you had Hurricane Katrina and then you found out right before Hurricane Katrina, your best friend died? Well, that's, when you read that chapter, that's enough right there. But when you read that chapter, that's what you're going to find out happening in Jesus' life. But he just kept on going. 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 And see how he just kept on going. Amen. So that gives you a good indication, Matthew chapter 14. Read it when you get home, and you have a greater appreciation for the Lord Jesus Christ. And you'll see how he was always on top of his circumstances. His circumstances never was on top of him. Amen. All right. But notice, so these first three verses tells us that he was rejected. You know, a lot of time we say, oh, if I would have been back in Jesus' day, I wouldn't have been like them people. Yes, you would have. Yeah. People, every generation is the same. People are people. I don't care where you go. People are people. People are people. Wherever you go, people are people. That's why you can change jobs, but you don't know it yet, but somebody on that job is just like that person you just left from. You just don't know it yet. That's why a lot of time, you know, they say, you know, I'm going to just stay right here and deal with the devil I know rather than going over there and deal with the devil I don't know. Hello, somebody. Amen, amen, amen. Because if you just keep changing and keep changing, looking for the ideal thing, you'll never be settled. Because people are people. And once you get to know people, you find out that they stink. Yeah? Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. If a person ain't took a bath in a while, they gonna smell. I don't care whether they stay in America, stay in Africa. Amen. Oh, let me go on. Amen. Amen. Oh, let me go on. Y'all laughing. All right. Let me go on. Notice verse number 4. It says, surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Here we move the first three verses. We saw his redemption. We saw his rejection. Now we want to look at his redemption. His redemption. Now notice, it says, surely he has borne our. Now notice this word our. You're going to keep running across this word our. Every time you see our, underline it. Surely he has bore our, somebody say our grief and carried, somebody, our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. We didn't appreciate him. Even though he done that for us, the scripture says he carried our sorrow. That's when he was carrying that cross. He bore our grief. We esteemed him as stricken. He's getting what he deserved. Smitten of God and afflicted. That's how we looked at the cross situation. man in general. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Notice, he was wounded for us. He was wounded for our transgression. When was he wounded? When he was hanging on the cross, he was wounded. He was pierced. They put nails in his hand. He was wounded. Now notice, he used two words, transgressions and iniquities. Did y'all notice that? Transgressions and iniquities. What's the difference? Transgression comes from the word like trespass. When you trespass, what have you done? Huh? If I have a sign up here, and I put the sign right here, and I says, no trespassing. But somebody walk over here anyway. Huh? Amen. Amen. What kind of attitude? Now, I know that they got this sign that says no trespassing, but I ignore it. What do that say about me as a person? Come on. What do that say about me as a person? I'm a what? Okay, I'm a disrespectful kind of person. A what? What? Hard-headed. Amen. I'm hard-headed and rebellious. That shows the rebellious attitude. Christ was wounded for our rebellious attitude. Oh, hello, somebody. I'm glad that he was wounded for my transgressions. Amen. Because mama clearly told me to do some things, and I didn't do them. And she told me not to do some stuff. And I went on and done it anyway. Not too often, but I crossed the line. And that's what we're talking about. Transgress, basically, you done crossed the line. You done crossed God. There is a line here. God says, now don't go past this, but we go past it anyway. That's that rebellious. But Christ died for that. Amen, amen. If the truth be told, and if I ask the question, how many of y'all crossed the line today? Don't raise your hand now. Don't raise your hand. But if the truth be told, somebody done crossed the line today. Well, probably not this group right here, but folks that you know crossed that line. Amen. Amen. And this is the Wednesday crowd, you know. This is the Wednesday crowd here. Amen. Amen. But transgress. He was wounded for our transgression.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book. Yeah, yeah.